Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good morning, folks. We've got a great show lined up for you today. In the back half of the 12 o'clock hour, we'll go to the talk lines. We want to hear from you. What do you think about what's going on with this Israel-Iran deal? Ceasefire. Hopefully it's going to be achieved. At the beginning of that hour, Andrew Lieber, Tulane political scientist, will talk about the economic implications of U.S. involvement in the Iranian conflict. And at 11:30, Brendan Buck, research fellow in foreign policy studies at the Cato, we'll talk about the U.S.-Iran-Israel conflict. More importantly, we'll talk about this ceasefire and maybe the difficulties in holding this together. A lot of pressure, not only internally, but externally as well. We'll talk about those factors. Greg Rusevich in the 11 o'clock hour, past chair of the New Orleans Crime Coalition and the current chair of the Metropolitan Crime Coalition, joins us to talk about the recent launch of the Recreation for Youth Partnership with the University of New Orleans, a $1.95 million public-private initiative relative to recreation. Well, the Tigers have won the CWS, and the memorabilia rolls out. Bob Iback with Nico Sports will join us about championship LSU baseballs. Now, I have some of the stuff that they've produced, incredible products. You'll want to hear about what Bob has coming your way. So I don't know about you, but 200 days left of the Cantrell administration, ironically, happy birthday to me. The last day of her term of office is on my birthday, January 11th, Sunday. Just realized that this morning as folks were talking about this. Happy birthday to me. Can't wait for this birthday. Usually I don't think about it much, but this is one that's going to be really, really nice because she'll be gone. This woman is an embarrassment. The fact that she is spending your money, our money, taxpayer money, to go to the U.S. Conference of Mayors to lead a panel on leadership is a joke. She engages in the oh, woe is me about the term of her office and saying that she has been on the receiving end of disrespect, that it was just wild as to what was going on with her, a recall petition that she was able to beat back, one guy funding this, nobody else really believing in it if you listen to her. And this is all attributed to the fact that she is, one, the first woman mayor of the city of New Orleans, two, that she is black, and three, she is suffering still today from the vestiges of the Jim Crow South. Now, that audience may be one of the few audiences that she could get away with this conversation, being that probably it was 95, 96, 97% Democrat mayor sitting in the audience. Nowhere else could she have this conversation and not be completely and totally laughed out of the room. Certainly not in New Orleans. She couldn't bring this up in New Orleans and talk about this experience that she has. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, while she's on the Oh, Woe Is Me tour at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, our young adults who are trying to make their way through the summer, employing themselves, which is what we all talk about. We spend time with the NOLA Coalition every Tuesday talking about this issue. We'll do it again today. They hired lifeguards again this year, and guess what? Back at the ranch, the ineffectiveness, the inability to handle simple things, the payment of 100 lifeguards is still up in the air. Now, I bring this forward at the risk, huge risk, of being called racist. Because that could be the only reason that anybody would be calling the mayor out. And what makes this even worse, and even more distasteful, laughable, obviously, this woman is a joke, is that this is the second year in a row that this happens. This is not a case of first instance. They had the same problem last year. Getting more attention this year. They went the entire summer without being paid. Now, how screwed up is a city organization that can't pay temporary help? We know for years now, 7+, that there was a difficulty in this city paying vendors on time. The city was using their vendors' money as their working capital. It got so bad, they couldn't get people to respond to the open bid process, to RFQs, to RFPs. Nobody wanted to do work for the city. Why? Because they couldn't afford to do work for the city, because the city couldn't figure out how to pay the vendors on time. Now, the vestiges of the Jim Crow South obviously have risen again, right? That's the only explanation that this mayor is actually able to offer. It's about gender and it's about race. It has nothing to do with competency. The mayor also seems to forget that she's at a 27% favorable rating right now. That's abysmal. And a large sector of that bad rating that she's tattooed with at the present time are black voters. I don't think they're moved by this argument of the Jim Crow South, black woman, first woman. I don't think they're moved at all. Because I think they have a lived experience for 8 years now, almost, in this city that has been abysmal, that has been a disaster, that has been a joke. So many people I talk to cringe every time this woman goes to the mic. When you think back about some of the crazy, idiotic things that she has had to say in defense of her ineptitude over and over and over again, you can't help but laugh. And what's really sad, and you got to laugh to stop yourself from crying, is that we're continuing to pay for this charade. This is not a leader. She talks about leading with dignity. Really? Who has she ever treated in a dignified fashion? This is a woman who has cursed out almost every business leader in the city. This is a woman who was going to pound her chest, show everybody that she was going to lead by intimidation with a foul mouth, and that it was going to be her way or the highway. She never led with dignity. She never led by example. Those are the furthest things from the truth. And I guess in the last 200 days of her administration, we are going to be burdened with her rewriting, re-engineering everything that she was not able to accomplish, didn't do an effective and an efficient way, wants us to forget that the city council has had to step in to save her derriere so many times, it's absolutely ridiculous. And the truth of the matter is that where there were successes, the vast majority of them for this administration, they had received significant help from the private sector. There were others involved in the background, on the sidelines, making sure that things were moving in a certain direction and in a certain way. No more so than the selection of the chief of police of the NOPD. Does anybody believe or remember that that was anything other than a bastardized process? It was a joke. Thankfully, it turned out with a very positive outcome. But it wasn't deliberate. It wasn't intentional on the part of the mayor. I mean, for her to go out there and talk about this as a huge accomplishment of her leading with dignity, of being a credible leader, is an absolute lie. She knows it. You know it. I know it. We collectively know it. I guess the question really here that we need to resolve is it really worth, and I'm not certain that it is, that I even have this monologue about this crazy person who believes that she's going to rewrite history and that people are going to actually believe it? Is it worth going through this exercise? Maybe we should just sit on the sidelines and let her engage in the babble that she did so at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. I got to imagine anyone with half a brain in that room was laughing on the way out. An absolute joke, national coverage on a relationship with her security detail. All kinds of different things going on, nuances here, video cameras, lying, cheating, not telling the truth, going after individuals that happen to take a picture of her on a balcony, having lunch with this individual, and then trying to manipulate things in a fashion, utilizing the authority of her office in order to bring about a situation where she discredits a constituent. That's dignity? Really? Maybe in the Deep South we have a different definition of dignity. I don't know. I don't know what it is that she's trying to sell these folks at the U.S. Conference of Mayors. But, you know, it's easy to talk to that group because there's a lot of inefficiency in that group. Just look at every major city that's led by a Democrat, nothing but replete with controversy, all kinds of issues, bankrupt in most cases, taxing people into oblivion, not able to deliver basic city services. Not able to deliver water, potholes in the street, sound familiar? Drainage problems continue over and over and over again, and we're talking about and trying to sell the notion that we are the mayor, that is, a leader, that we lead with dignity. And the trials and the tribulations of her being a public servant, and the inability that she had to succeed, I guess she's making an excuse, is that she's a woman who's black and elected in the Jim Crow South. I don't know about you, but this is getting really wearisome, right? How many times do we have to hear about this, and how many times do we have to go to this as an excuse for being ineffective, for not being a credible leader, for not having any credibility at all? I have not talked, and I probably have talked to more businessmen than most and businesswomen that have tried to work within the confines of this city. I have not talked to a single one who defends this individual, the mayor, who thinks the mayor has done a good job, who thinks the mayor has been clicking on all cylinders, who would contemplate voting for the mayor yet again to be mayor. Not a single one, which is telling. And it appears in the polls. That's why she's at 27% favorable rating. No one truly believes in anything that she's doing or saying or otherwise. And truthfully, if the political experts are right that in the last 200 days she will do nothing, that will be a win for the city of New Orleans. Just please stay out of our way. Go underground. Go figure out what you're going to do in your afterlife. Good luck with that, because your legacy will not be rewritten by you, will not be re-engineered by you, will be remembered by most everyone as being a complete and total disaster. And maybe when you return, you can handwrite 100 checks to young kids trying to earn a living as a lifeguard in the city of New Orleans.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We'll be right back. Well, folks, we all know by now that the LSU Fighting Tigers are the College World Series champions this year, and Bob Iback is back with Nico Sports with a special offer, and the stuff that they have is absolutely incredible. I've got a bunch of it as memorabilia of so many different accomplishments of the LSU Fighting Tigers. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Well, Neil, it's always a pleasure to be with you because I know we're talking about happy times when we chat, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Real happy times.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, I watched those games from Nebraska and just domination over Coastal Carolina. That Coastal Carolina team had come in with 26 straight wins. And, of course, the Tigers knocked them off in the games on Saturday, 1-0, and then they won again on Sunday 5-3 to complete a 5-0 run in the College World Series, their second title in a couple of years, and certainly their eighth overall, and just a dominating series for them and Coach Jay Johnson. We have something special for Tiger fans who want to commemorate this historic moment in their baseball program's history. It's the sixth straight year that an SEC team has won the College World Series in 11 of the last 16 years. It's a special licensed baseball. It's an official College World Series baseball for their big championship win against Coastal Carolina. Only 2,025 of these baseballs, Newell, will ever be produced. They're priced at just $49.95 each. They come with an individually numbered certificate of authenticity, and the baseball will sit in a really nice acrylic display case with a gold base, so it looks really sharp when you put it up in your home and your office. You'll get a numbered certificate of authenticity. And before I give out that phone number and website how you can get these, because it's very limited, we started promoting it today, and we're probably closing in on the halfway sold out mark. So I do urge people, many people are buying four and five at a time to use for gift ideas. I do encourage people to call that phone number and website when I give it out in a moment, because these, I think, will sell out by the end of the week. Now, on various parts of the baseball, we'll have on one panel the Tiger Eye logo. Then we've got the most important one, I think. It'll say 2025 National Champions right next to the LSU logo. And then we have another panel that lists some Alex Box Stadium facts. And another one that has the Tiger Head logo, and it certainly has been a season to remember. So this is a really cool opportunity for fans to go ahead and get something, maybe for a birthday gift idea, anniversary, or I know some people that have already talked to me this morning, they're buying four and five of them and using them for future stocking stuffers during the Christmas holiday season. So here's how you can order them. Again, they're $49.95 each. Only 2,025 will ever be produced. Toll-free number, 1-800-345-2868. 1-800-345-2868. Or just go to the website. You can see it there, nicosports.com. NIKCO Sports.com. That's NIKCO Sports.com. I know my son Kevin, who is the assistant general manager with the Tampa Bay Rays, was commenting to me last night watching them had that kid Chase Shores throwing 101 miles an hour. Yeah. He's got his eyes on that big kid. He's 6'8", and I think he'll be a stud in the major leagues.
Absolutely. Bob, I have some of the stuff that y'all have produced. It's quality stuff. It looks great on the bookshelf. Always, you know, brings back fond memories of every accomplishment of the LSU Fighting Tigers, whether it's football, baseball, or otherwise. And that's a great price at $49.95. I think people will be really happy with the product.
Oh, yeah, and I'm also very happy to say that in a lot of the projects that Nyko Sports has produced over the years, they do a wonderful job of sending back some monies to the community. I know when I was talking with Craig Bidner, the owner of the company recently, they're up to $3.3 million that they've raised for charities. So, you know, it's important to give back. I was with the Chicago Cubs for, 10 years, and I was out there in 1981, 82 season. We were out in spring training, and I remember watching a Make-A-Wish child do the very first wish that was ever granted for the Make-A-Wish Foundation at that time. He was a little boy, about 8 years old, wanted to be a police motorcycle officer. Remember Chips, it was on TV. Yep. That kicked off the whole program for them, and it's always stayed close in my heart to remember to go ahead and, you know, give out something back to charity as well.
Absolutely. So, folks, if you're interested, you can call 1-800-345-2868 or go online at www.nikosports.com. That's NIKOSports.com. Bob, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. Bob Iback with Nyko Sports, the championship LSU ball. There's five panels on this ball with messaging on it. It's going to look absolutely stunning. You don't want to miss out on this. Only 2,025, and Bob, I think you said half are gone already?
Yeah, we're closing in on the halfway mark, and I know people are buying multiples. And when I looked at the ballpark out in Nebraska, out in Omaha, it was a sea of purple and yellow. They dominated. I think the local hotel that was close by, they said there was people that were staying at that hotel for 10 straight days and coming over to watch all the games in the World Series. So, as somebody once said afterwards, he says, you know, I think LSU has taken over Omaha.
Yeah. There's no doubt that the Omaha folks love when LSU is in the College World Series, yeah. No doubt at all. I've only been there when LSU was not there one time. I was shocked how cheap the tickets were, and the ticket broker said, non-LSU year. I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, you ought to know what that means. He goes, you couldn't buy that ticket if LSU was in the College World Series.
That is so true. I know my son's been out there to scout a lot of times during his 25-year career in the major leagues. And now that he's assistant GM with the Rays, he's told me, he says, they got about four or five guys on that team that are going to make it in the draft coming up. And a couple of those guys will be studs when it comes to the major leagues.
No doubt it'll be fun to watch him. Again, if you are interested, 1-800-345-2868 or online at www.nikosports.com. That's NIKOSports.com. Bob Iback, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck. I know these will be gone by the end of the afternoon.
Oh, I hope so, Newell. Listen, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your audience, and keep up the good work out there.
Thank you, sir. Have a great week. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got this. We'd love to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Your thoughts about what I had to say in the monologue about Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Now we're spending good money. Again, she's traveling. U.S. Conference of Mayors. She's there to talk about leadership. Obviously, she has a role that she plays in the U.S. Conference of Mayors. I don't know if she's on the board. I don't recall. But I know she's in some position on the U.S. Conference of Mayors, talking about leading with dignity, talking about the difficulties that she's had leading the city. She had every opportunity to be exactly what she wanted to be. She had every opportunity to craft her legacy if you just pay attention and keep your eye on the ball. And you go to work each and every day trying to make a difference, dotting the I's, crossing the T's. You know, a lot of small things that are going on that you can hit long balls with, but we never did. I mean, you know, she came in as an activist, right? And they thrive on conflict. And she thought that, you know, conflict was going to be good and that she was going to have the bully pulpit and that people were going to shy away and be afraid of her and everything else. And, you know, that just wasn't the case. People realized early onset what she truly was. And that she wasn't going to be able to manage the nuances of city government from an operational standpoint that was going to be meaningful and lead to a series of successes in the quality of life in this parish. It just didn't happen. You know, the whole thing with the recall was a groundswell of frustration that people were experiencing. They weren't getting responses from the administration. The administration was mired in controversy over and over and over again with hires that were made that people were, you know, not up for the task. She never, ever admitted being wrong. You were wrong because you were part of the Jim Crow South. If you disagreed with her, obviously there had to have been some other motivation other than just competency. So it's just kind of interesting. There was an article done. James Finn was the author of Finola.com. Actually, well done. talking about, you know, how the council had to stand up. The legislative arm of government had to stand up and created checks and balances even more, and really take a, and step outside of that, really, and take more of a proactive role as it relates to managing the city. And did you ever wonder why the mayor rarely testified before the council? You know what's interesting about Jefferson Parish? Every council meeting, you know who's there addressing the issues? The one turning the wrenches? Cynthia Lee Shang. I don't know that she's missed a council meeting. Maybe she's missed a couple. I don't know. I don't remember any. They're answering the tough questions, debating the issues, getting down to the nitty-gritty of being in the trenches and running an organization. Do you see the mayor there? The mayor's number two. She actually threw the number two under the bus, saying he didn't have the authority to do this, that, or otherwise. Obviously, he had the apparent authority. Everybody thought he was there on behalf of the mayor. That's leading with dignity? Does anybody believe that that's credible leadership? The legislative arm has little or no access to the mayor. You know, it's interesting. In the last year, I think the governor of the state of Louisiana testified in committee before the state legislature and made himself available to meetings, formal meetings of the state legislature, more than the mayor ever attended the city council. Crazy. Crazy. And we want to talk about leadership. Coleman, did you say something? I'm sorry. Let's go to Mike in Mandeville. Mike, you're up. What say you?
Good morning, Noel. Nice talking to you. I've listened to you. I've listened to you and Rafael Goyeneche, who I run into in Mandeville every once in a while, talk about this woman, and I know and I believe everything y'all are saying. My question to Rafael Goyeneche is the same one I'm going to ask you. When are they going to put her in jail?
Look, I don't ever really talk about that. I don't really wish that for anybody. I don't know what the federal government has or doesn't have on the mayor. That's something that's between the mayor and the federal government. What I know is that the expectations of the public and desiring certain things to happen in the efficient operation of government, that she is failing.
Horribly.
I know that more than most because I did it as a public servant by serving as the chief financial officer, by serving as the chief operations officer, as a chief criminal deputy, and by serving as sheriff and running one of the largest sheriff's office in the state of Louisiana. I didn't do everything right, and I'm not trying to impress upon anybody that I did. But I understand, you know, what has to happen, when, and how. And something as simple as paying temporary workers for the summer, 2 years running, that they can't get a paycheck in their hand, that to me is emblematic of something being fundamentally wrong. Fairly simple.
I agree with you.
Your thoughts.
I agree with you, and I know a lot of deputies that worked underneath you, and I'm going to tell you, when you were the sheriff, you did a fantastic job, sir, and I applaud you for what you did. And the thing about it is that as bad as she is, here's another question. Who does she answer to?
The public. The public has no one to blame but themselves, right? I mean, this is not a popularity contest. This shouldn't be a mandate on race or gender. This should be a mandate on qualifications and the ability to execute. And especially after 4 years, does anybody really believe that the efficacy of her administration relative to execution would warrant somebody being reelected? I didn't see it. Not long after that, you know, she was facing a recall because people were so frustrated in dealing with this particular mayor. I mean, she brought that on herself. You know, as I said before, she basically cursed out every business leader in the parish of Orleans. These are the people. These are the difference makers. Whether it's from the not-for-profit world or the for-profit world, it doesn't matter. But never created a relationship with any of them, and it was her way or the highway. And you know, I guess she had that chip on her shoulder and still does, and thinks this is all about her being a woman, being black, and alleged we're stuck in the Jim Crow South. I mean, this is a city that's majority black.
Very true.
If there's a 27% rating on the mayor, there are a lot of black people that believe that she's not effective. What is she? I don't see her pointing that out to the U.S. Conference of Mayors. I guess they're disrespecting her, too. They must be Uncle Tom. I'm not sure what's going on here. I'm sure there's another label out there that, you know, that she's got for them if she's backed into a corner to have to defend what she's actually telling people. I mean, it's embarrassing. It is truly embarrassing that we have to be subjected to this individual going in front of the U.S. Conference of Mayors and trying to bamboozle and sell these people a pig-in-a-poke story about her city. Basically, what she's saying is, we're nothing but a group of racists. And that the only reason that she doesn't succeed is that she's a black female. You want to talk about respect and being disrespectful? She's been disrespectful to every single one of us. And this is her city. Can be the only reason why she wasn't successful is that, you know, we're anti-black, anti-woman, and we're pro-Jim Crow.
No, if you've ever been to a Saints game, you know that the people of the city of New Orleans are not racist. That's not true. And I'm going to let you go on this one. But personally, I think that her political career is over.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where she goes. I'm sure there's going to be some left-leaning organization that believes that, you know, because she's went to a bunch of conferences that she's now an expert on climate, right? And obviously she's trying to hold herself as an expert on leadership. We know better. She might be able to sell that, bamboozle people out there on the left coast or on the right coast, but I can tell you one thing. On the southern coast, I don't think there's anybody buying that BS. Well, thank you so much for the call. We got to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Folks, nothing worse than losing power, especially during the summer and hurricane season. That's why WWL teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator to offer you the chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500 portable generator, total value almost $1,000. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generators, because when the power goes off, Craig comes on. WWL, Louisiana Official Emergency Management Station. When we return, we'll visit with Greg Rusevich and talk about Recreation for Youth partnership with UNO. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.